A Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Hwan. Replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
Good morning. Well, it's Ryan Hwan here, and we've got a couple of news and earnings for companies to watch. We are looking at earnings for Keppel Corp and the Singapore Exchange. Both released their numbers after the market closed yesterday. And we're also taking a look at Olam International. This morning, it made a big announcement that it's divesting some businesses as part of a six-year strategy. So let's get some help from Joel Ng. He's the analyst at KGI Securities. Morning, Joel. How's your Friday going?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. Looking good.
Okay, so let's jump into it. We've got the big news from Olam International just out this morning. It has a six-year strategy plan to streamline and sharpen its focus. So in essence, it wants to divest four businesses, sugar, rubber, wood products, fertilizer, to release $1.6 billion of value and also invest $3.5 billion. So Joel, just to get a take on this, what do you make of this plan from Olam?
Yeah, well, you know, it's the second major statement from Olam, Olam's priorities since he reviewed his business in 2013. And in it, it said that it will raise $1.6 billion in cash for reinvestment by divesting its sugar, rubber, and wood products. And it will spend $3.5 billion in what it identifies as 12 high-potential growth businesses. And this mainly includes cocoa, coffee, edible nuts, and other niche commodities.
Okay, so far it looks like the market is liking the news. It was up initially 3 cents, now it's back flat at 180. So we keep track of what's happening with Olam. The other company we're looking at, of course, is Keppel. He had earnings out yesterday. This is a big company. It has property business, infrastructure, and offshore marine. So for the fourth quarter, it posted a profit of $135 million. So back into the black after huge losses last year because of that huge fine of over $600 million you had to pay for that corruption scandal. Joel, what's your take on the numbers? You are seeing revenue up 9%. Will you say this is a good set of results for Keppel?
Yes. I think overall it was a good set of results where earnings growth was across Keppel's offshore marine, property and infrastructure divisions. And on top of the earnings, of the better earnings, it also raised its final dividend to 15 cents, bringing its full-year dividends to 30 cents, which is quite good compared to the 22 cents back in 2017. Its offshore marine segment, which had been an underperformer since oil price crashed in 2014, it actually managed to break even in 2018 if you exclude all the one-off expenses. Meanwhile, in its property division, which recorded a 44% increase in net profit for the full year, to $938 million, remained the largest contributor to the group in 2018.
Largest contributor, but interestingly, it was the only division that didn't have a revenue rise. Just want to zoom in on offshore marine. So the CEO, Lo Chin Hua, at a results briefing said there's growing optimism that things are turning around. He's seeing signs of improvement. Do you share his view, Joel?
Well, I would say that we are definitely past the cyclical troughs and we are seeing more big projects being approved in 2019 and 2020. But having said that, management has also said that this will not be a V-shaped recovery in the oil and gas industry, as there's still an oversupply issue in terms of the rigs and charter rates have not recovered yet. It is still a very competitive space to be given that other countries such as China and South Korea are eyeing the same projects. In our view, this segment will remain challenging and will not be able to contribute meaningfully until at least 2020.
Looking at the market right now, Keppel Corp's up 8 cents at 6.21, so investors seem to like the results. What's your take on the rating? Are you giving it a buy, sell, or hold?
Well, we currently have a buy recommendation, but we put it under review given an overall defensive theme in 2019 on the back of slowing economic growth and heightened risk in the markets.
Okay, switching tracks, Joel. Of course, Joel Ng from KGI Securities with us to help us break down the latest results from the earnings season. SGX, second quarter ended December, so both revenue and net profit are up 9%. So that seems pretty impressive if we consider the tough market last year. Joel, we did see a few companies shelving their IPO plans. So what's driving the growth for SGX?
Yeah, we had a mixed bag, but on the positive side is that SGX derivatives business had a huge jump. Derivatives revenue rose 35% year-on-year to around $130 million. And that contributed 50% of the total revenues in the second quarter of financial year 2019 for SGX. And its derivatives segment was mainly due to higher volumes in the A50 futures and Forex futures contracts. On the negative side is that securities business declined by 12% year-on-year to $86 million, accounting for 38%. So we did see a flip where the derivatives business really drove the earnings of SGX.
Okay, and this year, everyone's talking about slower growth. Is this going to be a factor for SGX?
Yeah, well, they did mention that slower economic growth has definitely weighed on SGX equities business, and it had a negative impact in terms of the IPOs coming to the market as well as trading volumes. Well, you saw in 2018, the IPO market, the total amount of fund raised of $730 million in 2018 was the second lowest since 2008. And that was a significant drop from 2017, where $4.7 billion was raised.
Okay, just to wrap things up, Joel, right now the market's got SGX up 3 cents at 753, so they seem to like the results as well. What's your rating for SGX?
Yeah, overall, I think it was good where derivatives really pulled SGX performance. And we currently do not have a rating, but we believe that it's 5% dividend yield should appeal to investors looking for income, especially in the slowdown in the global economy and risk from geopolitical factors.
All right. Thank you so much, Joel, for your time. Have a great weekend in advance.
Right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Joel Ng, analyst at KGI Securities, helping us to break down some earnings on companies to watch.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.